Too large, too rocky, matted with grass roots. Even a sturdy plough horse would never manage it alone.
Yeah, he will, I say.
You'd swear he'd sprout wings and fly if Albert had told you so. It's a fine thing, loyal to your mate, even if he is a bit barmy. A team of two might manage, given a month and good weather.
Ted too squeamish to watch, is he?
Of course he's watching.
Him up a true narrowcut, Ted. Picture of his father he is. Not a dollop of ordinary sense, but that thick stubbornness that'll lead him to insist on the impossible. Wasn't a farmer in Devon didn't admire you, myself among them, leaving your brothers that fine farm and setting yourself at this stony patch of unpromising ground. You fettle enough for 20 men. Well, with a gimpy leg and the drinking. And the pain, isn't it, that you drink? None of us could have anticipated an ending better than this. Makes me question the wisdom of the charity that urged me to rent you this place. Not only looking at you, me old pal, but that pretty little wife of yours. Thought you were a spark, she did. And now your son sinking into the self-same bog that's swallowing you.
See, Joey? Oh, you got the collar too? Come on, boy. Walk on. That's it. Walk on. Walk on, Joey. Come on, boy, walk on.
You be pair off style at the top of the hill and going down. Gravity's the only friend you're going to have today, young lad.
Walk on, Joey. Walk on. Come on, Joey, walk on. Walk on, boy. Walk on. Walk on.
It'll take the whip to move him.